Welcome to the Crystal Pain Show, where we help you embrace your life right where you are and give you practical steps to get where you want to go. Whether you are in your car, folding laundry, cooking, cleaning, or maybe even just enjoying a cup of coffee and a few minutes of quiet, we're so glad you're joining us today. Here's your host, wife, mom of six kids, foster mom, entrepreneur, and author, Crystal Pain.
Welcome to another episode of the Crystal Pain Show. I had said in the last episode that Jesse and I did together, I didn't know whether we were going to have another episode before the end of the year. Well, surprise, we are going to have two more episodes with the two of us before the end of the year. At least that's the plan, because I have two topics that I really, really want to talk about before the end of the year. And Jesse, this is, I'm going to say, I believe the podcast episode that I have prepped the most for in all the history of all the podcasts that I've ever done.
The one today.
Right now. Yes, the one that we're recording right now. And I just have to say that you and I actually went over all of the content hours ago for this podcast episode. Do you remember?
Believe it or not.
Do you remember?
I do remember.
So we are going to talk about 25 things I said yes to in 2025. These are things that, looking back over 2025, really kind of monumental, and they might seem small to some people, and they might seem like very insignificant things. Some of them are very monumental, but all of them made a mark in my life. And I would say the majority of them made a mark in our lives, in maybe our family's lives, in the business, in our community. I mean, there's a ripple effect for a lot of these things. So let's dive in. And I'm going to try to be brief with each item, but in the show notes, we can link to some of them. I've gone more in depth. A few of them we've done podcast episodes on, so we can link to those. And as I'm going through this, if you have further questions on any of these things, I would be more than happy to talk about them. I feel like everything on this list is something that I'm excited about, I'm passionate about, and would love to talk more about, would love to do a whole podcast episode on. But without further ado, okay, number one, 25 things I said yes to in 2025, and I'm so happy I did. Yes to weekly Sabbaths. We're going to need to do a podcast episode on this, but this is a practice that we only recently started in the last few months, and it's something we're still refining. But basically, for us, it is a few hours.
I just had an idea about a guest that you could have on to talk about that.
Okay. Well, a few hours, usually on a Friday, where we just set aside everything. And the word Sabbath actually means delight. And so doing things that are restful and delight our soul, and just taking time for each other. Now, I know when I've talked online and used the word Sabbath, it was very confusing to people, because a lot of people associate Sabbath with meaning something to do that is with religion, and also something that is involving either Saturday or Sunday. And it's just the idea of taking a pause, and a pause for, in our case, each other. And instead of so much of our week, we're just kind of side by side, you know, like carrying our packs together and getting up the hill and getting through it. It's like the time to lay those down, turn to one another, and just have a conversation. And just talk and be together, and sometimes watch a movie, get some yummy food, like just be together. And we have a few questions that we try to ask every week. This was inspired by our pastor, one of our pastors at our church, JJ Jones. He and I had this conversation that he was talking about Sabbath because he was teaching on it. And I just was really challenged and convicted and was like, Jesse, I want to try this. And it's been a really, really good thing. By the way, this is total rabbit trail, but as I'm saying this, I realized I didn't really clarify what I meant at the beginning of, I spend a really long time, or the most time that I ever have, prepping for a podcast interview. And it was just the time of over the past week, I really knew I wanted to do this episode. And so I've been thinking and thinking and thinking and jotting down ideas and just really narrowing it down to 25, because I actually have more than 25 things that I wanted to share. But since 2025, I wanted to limit it to 25. And so it was just that time mulling over it and then narrowing it down and then writing it all out and then talking about it with you and then rewriting my list. That's what, you know. Now, some episodes I read a whole book in preparation for interviewing someone. So yes, there's that time involved. But when you and I do our episodes, we usually just kind of mostly do them on the fly. And this one, we actually know the 25 things we're going to say. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'll come up with something new as I'm talking.
It'll be 26.
Okay. Number two, yes to a gym membership. This was something that kind of on a whim, we decided to go for at the beginning of the summer. And we really decided to do it because of the childcare, because we were using the drop-in daycare facility in our town, which we love, but it adds up pretty quickly. And so the idea of being able to have 2 hours of childcare every single day that was included in our membership and maybe be able to do something else at the gym while the children were having childcare is really what sold us on it. But then it ended up being the thing where, as I've talked about in a previous episode, which we can link to in the show notes, I fell in love with going to classes at the gym for the first time ever in my life. And it just kind of unlocked this part of me that I have really just loved being able to explore. And we'll talk more about that at the very end. But yes to a gym membership. Number three, yes to wearing more dresses. I don't really know where this came from, but sometime during this year, I had one dress, honestly, that I wore occasionally, and I really never wore dresses. I think a lot of that has to do with my childhood and growing up in a culture where we were kind of dresses only for a long time. We can link to
kind of.
Well, I mean, there was the occasional, like, we could wear culottes or
what are those?
We could wear, if anybody knows what culottes are, immediately you get me. Or, you know, we could wear pajama pants, or sometimes
ice skating.
Yes, ice skating. You know, there were a few occasions. Anyway, so I think that it was kind of like for years I didn't wear them. And then this year, I don't really know what happened. I think a company sent me another dress in the mail and I put it on and I was like, I kind of like this. And so I started wearing it. And then I was sort of like, maybe I'll get another dress. And it just kind of led to another dress and another dress. And pretty soon especially in the summer, wore dresses mostly. And it was funny because someone who I have only gotten to know in the last year more closely, I showed up at something recently and had on my overalls and she goes, "Whoa, you always wear dresses. It's so crazy to see you in something other than a dress." And it was so funny because that is not something I would have ever thought is characterizing me, like, you always wear dresses, but I kind of loved it. And so it's not like I'm always wearing dresses, but I said yes to more dresses and I've loved it. Number four, yes to hiring a dietitian. And this one is going to kind of we're going to circle back around to this one multiple times through this episode, because it was not just hiring a dietitian, but then there was a real trickle down effect to a lot of other things. But this was, we did a whole episode on this that we'll link to in the show notes, but it's really changed my life. And we'll talk more about that. Number five, yes to a spring break trip with Catherine. We decided that, I think it was a few weeks before spring break, it was like, we should go on a trip together. And she was like, I want to go to the beach. And so I got online and I just searched for the cheapest flights to anywhere that had a beach. And we ended up in Isle of Palms, South Carolina. It was off season and we stayed right on the beach and got great rates on everything because it was off season, but still some things were open. Not a lot, but some things were open. It was a little bit chilly, but it was beautiful and we had the best time. And it was a very quick trip, but we were only on the island for, I think, 24 hours. Mm-hmm. But it was just so nice for the two of us to get to go away and do something like that. And I'm like, I want to do that with every single one of my kids. Number six, yes to wearing real PJs. And we're recording this and I'm already in my PJs.
I was wondering if that one was on it.
And this was this was another change that just sort of happened. Again, I think a company sent me a pair of PJs and they were going to have a deal on it. And so sometimes companies will do that if they have a deal coming up and they're really hoping that maybe I'll promote it. And I loved them. And it was kind of this, why have I been just wearing sweatpants or athletic shorts and some old t-shirt for years? And so I made the switch. And it is very rare now that I don't wear real PJs at night. And I actually have a whole collection of them for the summertime and the wintertime. And so I can rotate through. I have on my Christmas PJs right now because I put them on when it was 4:58 today. Because as we'll talk about in a little while, I go to bed much earlier. We talked about that in the last episode. That's another one of my yeses. It just, there's something about, it's like prepping your body for bed. And I always have talked about dress for the day you want to have. And I feel like
dress for the night that you want to have,
you know, in the sense of like, I am valuable enough to put on real pajamas that make me feel good. And it's kind of this luxury that it feels like. And it's just a way of kind of giving yourself this gift at the end of the day, put on comfy PJs and go to bed. And you just, I don't know. I've just loved that practice. Okay, now we're circling back to the dietitian. Number seven is yes to eating more calories. And I talked about this in the episode that we did on the dietitian, and this is still a work in progress for me, but I've made a lot of progress with this, and that is just giving myself the permission to no longer undereat and to start paying attention to my body's cues for hunger instead of setting them aside in the name of being disciplined and actually feeding myself the amount of calories that my body needs. And that has been a whole journey for me, as I talked about more on that episode, but I really feel like it's been a real healing journey for me. And I'm grateful for that. Number eight, yes to reading more fiction. For a long time, hardly read any fiction. I just kind of got in this nonfiction kick. And I think one of the things about fiction is that you don't just want to read one or two pages. Whereas when you're reading nonfiction, you could pick up a book and you could read one or two pages right, and set it back down. Unless it's a really, really good nonfiction book. But a lot of mine are more like spiritual or self-help or something like that. So I was really encouraged by my sister. She was like, why don't you just try? Read a little bit every single night before you go to bed. And it took me quite a while to get back into it because it was something that I used to love, but mm-hmm. then I fell out of it. And then to get back on the horse, I started with The Frozen River by, I think her name is Ariel Lawson. And I would say that the first, it probably took me a good 5 or 6 days, maybe even longer, where I really wasn't getting into the book. And it wasn't the book. It was me and just
right.
getting back into reading fiction. But once I did, then it's like I've been bitten by the bug. And I now always have a fiction book going. Always wish I had a lot of hours to spend reading it, but usually am picking it up multiple times throughout the day when I have little blocks of time and trying to finish at least one per week. That's not always happening, but that is my goal. And I've just really loved that. Number 9, yes to more time with you, Jesse. We have just tried to make that more of a priority this year and kind of goes in line with our Sabbaths. We also are trying to finish out our ABC date nights, which we haven't quite finished out, but we're really close to the finish line on those.
Two more letters, I think.
Yeah.
Counted today.
I'm like, could we do it before the end of the year? I think we could, but we'll see. But we did do an overnight trip, which was really fun. We just stayed local. I believe we did a podcast episode, yes, on that. So we can link to that in the show notes. But just being more intentional about spending time together. And that's something that is an area we really want to prioritize in 2026. Number 10, yes to volunteering at school. I am trying to remember, did I ever volunteer at school? Like, have I ever volunteered at school? I remember years ago, they had this like yard sale at one of the schools and I helped with that. I remember going and helping, but we're talking like a lot of years ago.
I don't really remember. But I don't even remember that one.
I can't think of, it's definitely not been something that I've
done a lot of. Very shocked, actually, that you've been volunteering a lot lately.
Well, it's really thanks to Kirsten. She has a way of, you know, negotiating things and figuring out just a way to, you know, it's like when she'll come to us and be like, Mom, I just really need to work on learning scripture more. I really want to work on my Bible verses and I just really want to learn scripture more. And so I'm going to download that app. You know, I mean, that is Bible verses. And it, the whole thing is just because just she wants to go on a screen.
Yep.
But she will come up with the most creative, you know, Micah and I are wanting to study Bible stories. And so we were wondering if we could watch the show that is telling Bible stories. It's just all about Jesus. We love Jesus so much. Anyway, I digress. So she came to me early on this year and she goes, Mom, all the other moms stay at school. All the other moms are helping at school and you're not there. Now, this is a bit of an exaggeration because I know that not all of the moms are staying at school all of every day. But in her little mind, like her mom is the only one that is not coming for school. Now, I was showing up for chapel. They have chapel at their school on Wednesdays and I would go and just sit with her. So I was doing that. But she was like, no. They stay. And they had this activity day and I missed there was an email I think that was sent out and I really wasn't paying attention to that kind of stuff. And it was about coming and helping. And so that just crushed her that other moms came and helped and I didn't. And like, I missed this opportunity.
It's partly because she's so social herself.
Yes. You know, she just wants me to be there with her and just enjoy this with her. Anyway, so she expressed very clearly that she would like for me to be doing more things at school like all the other moms. And so, you know, I was like, I'm in a season of life where, you know, I couldn't when I had, you know, when David and Micah were really little, it just wasn't the season for me to be able to do that. But now I can. And so I've just started with little opportunities. And I, even tomorrow, I'm going into her class and they're having a Christmas party because we're recording this right before Christmas and I'm doing the craft. And am I good at doing crafts? No, but they needed somebody to do a craft. And I was like, you know what? I can figure something out. So we're making this little stick snowman and it'll be fun. And you know what? It's all about her feeling so loved and seen by me. Like when I, for an hour, came in and subbed for the teacher recently, she told everybody in her class for days in advance, like, my mom is coming in. My mom is coming in. My mom is going to be our teacher for the morning. And she was just so excited. I walk in. She's like, Mommy, my mommy's here. Everyone, this is Crystal. And she's introducing me. And it was just, you could just tell that it meant the world to her. And I was like, you know, I can make this happen. And this is something that's super important to her. And so I am, this is a yes that I'm going to say. And honestly, I've really enjoyed it too. And it's been great to get to meet the other kids in her class and get to know them more. Like I'd seen them, you know, a little bit, but to actually volunteer in the classroom, you learn a lot about them. So then when she's coming home and talking about them, like you can picture it a lot more. Okay. Number 11. Yes. Oh, this is a big one. And it goes back to the dietitian. Yes to quitting the scales and macro tracking for a season. I believe we talked about this on that podcast episode that we did about the dietitian, but this was pretty massive for me. And it was just that understanding that the number on the scale was dictating my joy. And I was weighing myself pretty much every single day, sometimes more than once a day. And I realized that it was not a healthy thing for me. And so for a season, we put the scale away and I did not weigh myself. And I had no idea how much I weighed. And I didn't track what I ate. And it was really like a good reset for me. And now I've been able to come back to macro tracking and all that because I'm doing much more hardcore working out. And so it's a healthy thing for me now because I need to make sure that I'm fueling my body well. And I have some strength training goals and all of that. And in order to do that, I do need to be fueling my body well. But I feel a sense of freedom. Am I perfect about it all? No, but I feel a huge sense of freedom that it is not this thing that is constantly strangling me. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, you're not a slave to it. And the other reason that you can say, hey, I am controlling this, it's not controlling me, is that you're saying it's for a season. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important to put that bookend in there in order to kind of have a cutoff.
And, you know, I think that's for a lot of things in life that it's not necessarily, I will never, ever do this again. But just for right now, this is not a healthy thing for me. And so I'm going to take a break from it.
One of my childhood memories is creating handmade gifts for our grandparents and aunts and uncles. Every Christmas season, all of us kids, there were seven kids in my family growing up, we would hand make a gift for each of our aunts and uncles and grandparents. And I just remember so much the joy and fulfillment that would come from the hours that we would put into those gifts and then getting to see them being opened on Christmas. And this reminds me of KiwiCo because they create crates that don't just sit on a shelf, but they invite kids to build something memorable. And we have actually encouraged grandparents to give these as gifts for our kids as they have been growing up. And I love that our kids have learned so many skills. They've gotten that same fulfillment. And it's kind of the gift that keeps on giving because it shows up in the mail and our kids get all excited. Month after month, they remember their grandparents or their loved ones who gave them that gift, and they get to create something with their hands. I also love that these are screen-free gifts. You're not just giving a child a gift when you give them a KiwiCo crate. You're giving them the tools to create their own fun. And every crate is designed to spark hands-on discovery, from a delivery bot that gets wheels turning to a candle carousel that's spins with science. KiwiCo turns gifting into making and also helps kids be able to explore different things like science, technology, engineering, art, and math through projects that are both fun and skill building. And I just think that if you are looking for a creative gift to give another child, or you're looking for a gift idea for grandparents or other loved ones in your life, I can't recommend KiwiCo enough. It is something that our family has loved for many, many years. Tinker, create, and innovate with KiwiCo. Get up to 50% off your first crate at KiwiCo.com using promo code Crystal. That's up to 50% off your first crate at KiwiCo.com, promo code Crystal.
Number 12. Yes to hiring the functional medicine doctor. And I have alluded to her some, I was on her last episode that we did, but she's just starting to really profoundly impact my life. And I'm learning a lot of things, just recognizing a lot of areas in my life that are unhealthy patterns that are leading to unhealthy choices, honestly, and most of it is around stress and things that are causing me to really just run on fumes, and it's not healthy. And I think we're going to talk more about that in next week's episode. So stay tuned for that, because we're going to be talking about, as long as we can get this recorded, but I'm putting it out there so we do, why I'm not setting any goals in 2026. And it's very correlated with the things that I'm learning from the functional medicine doctor. It's kind of feel like it's turning my life on its head in a really good, scary way. Okay, number 13, yes to co-leading a small group through our church's discipleship program. This is something that I did for 4 years from 2016 to 2020 and then took a break because had multiple babies and have been really blessed to be jumping back into it and just loving walking with women through this program and also for myself to be going through the program again. Number 14, yes to travel baseball. And I feel like travel sports get such a bad rap. Even today, I was reading something that someone who I love and highly respect was writing about, you know, basically how detrimental travel sports were. And the deal is that this person has never experienced it and also has younger children. And so I think that every child is different. Every family is different. But we have seen so much good stuff come from travel sports for Silas in particular. And just with his drive and his zest for life and his competitive nature, just learning to be on a team, learning to lose, learning to hold your head high and have good character and a smile on your face, even when you highly disagree with the call that was made, and to not get angry or frustrated or upset.
No matter who's making the call, whether it's umpire, officials, coaches.
Yes. To just, parents. You know, I always tell him, I don't want to be able to tell from your body language what you're feeling inside. I might know what you're feeling inside because I know you really well, but I don't want to be able to tell. And that is a skill. And I feel like that a lot of adults have not learned that skill. And I think that it's an important skill. And I'm not saying like stuff down your emotions. I'm just saying that there are times when you need to set those aside in order to be mature. And then there's, you know, of space. We give him space to be able to vent and share. You know, if he's really frustrated after a game, that, you know, when you come back to the car, that is your place that you can share.
No, it's a safe space.
Say whatever you want to say. And we welcome that. But when you're out there on the field, you are going to be a good representation of your team, of your coach, of the Lord in how you conduct yourself. And so he's just learned so much. And also just, you know, the team aspect has been so good. And we love getting to travel with him and go to his games. I mean, you know, people ask me, do you have a hobby? And I feel like when we're, you know, when baseball season or basketball season, like when that's in full swing, it's like, that's my hobby. Like, I love going to the games. I am so into them. And I just love seeing him do the thing that he loves doing. And so there are ways that I feel like you can do travel sports and them not destroy your family and them actually cause you to grow closer as a family. And I feel like that's what travel sports has done for us, because the kids are sitting on the sidelines cheering for him as well. Oftentimes the older girls have, you know, shown up for the games. And it's something that when the older girls were younger, we did as an entire family, every single game, we were all there. And It's been a real gift. And so I'm glad that we said yes to it again this year. Okay. Number 15. Yes. Oh, this is a big one. Yes to leaving a toxic relationship. And honestly, kind of wanted to put this as number one, but didn't really want to lead with such a downer. But there's a lot that has happened behind the scenes this year that I haven't been able to share online, that I will probably never share online, But let's just say that I have found tremendous freedom that was very, very hard won. And I discovered a level of bravery that I didn't know that I had. And I had to really step into that and really trust and rely upon the Lord. And I learned a lot from it. I grew a lot from it. And I think I'll be a lot more careful in the future as a result of what I've learned this past year. So we'll just leave it at that. But I'm grateful for the courage that God gave me to leave and for the gift of freedom that I felt, even though it was an excruciating months long decision that came with a lot of prayer and a lot of counsel from a lot of wise people. Number 16, yes to hiring my business coach for weekly sessions. I was meeting with Allie Worthington, my business coach, every other week. And this year, because of us growing our team, she said to me one week early on in the year, Crystal, as your leadership grows, so does your support. Your support needs to grow as your leadership grows. And I thought that was really good. And I realized I didn't have enough support around me. And so we switched to weekly sessions. And that's been just, Allie has been such a gift in my life. And Someone asked me today, does your business coach just do business coaching, or is it sometimes somewhat life related? And I was like, oh, it bleeds into all the things because, You know, I think your business, especially if you own your own business, you run your own business, you're an entrepreneur, like
it's all intertwined.
It's all wrapped up. And so just grateful for Allie. And this is related to that number 17, yes to going to Disney and Discovery Cove and water park. I went on two different trips with Allie and some of her business clients and absolutely had the best time. We did a podcast episode on going to Disney. There were some really interesting, surprising things that I learned from that experience. And also in the same vein, I got to go to Utah for a retreat with my mastermind group, and I didn't know what to expect. And it ended up just being really clarifying and soul-filling for me. And I was just so grateful for that time away. And I feel like it kind of teed me up for hiring the functional medicine doctor, and some of the things that I learned from that. It was sort of started on that trip where we had a lot of downtime and a lot of time to process and reflect and just really breathe. And it helped me to see like, oh, I need a lot more of this in my life. And that's the thing that my functional medicine doctor is helping me with. And thus, our next episode. So stay tuned for that. We'll talk more on that. Number 18, yes to shopping in store again. I took a break from really doing any shopping in store. Pretty much had all of our groceries delivered from Kroger delivery, and anything else I needed, kind of bought it on Amazon and just made do. But I have loved in the last 3 or 4 months going back to shopping in store. Just was at a season where I could start doing that again. I've loved being able to do the markdowns at Kroger and find other deals at other stores and be able to share those online. It just brings me a lot of joy and a lot of fulfillment. And if you're not following MSM Deals, we have an Instagram account that is just deals. And I do a few reels for that account per week. We also have some other people that help with fun reels on there, but it's just in-store deals and online deals, and it's really fun. And so if you want to see me doing my in-store shopping, I share it more on there. So that's MSM Deals. So at MSM Deals on Instagram. Number 19, yes to going to India. And we did a whole episode on that, but really, really powerful highlight of my year. And we'll link to that episode in the show notes. Number 20, yes to planning a 50th wedding anniversary for my parents. This was one of those things we kind of waffled back and forth over whether to do it or not. And it just ended up, it was such a special, special memory. I feel like we did a podcast episode on that as well. If we did, we can link to that in the show notes.
What's interesting is it's almost like we did a review of the different podcast episodes from this past year and put them into a list of things you said yes to. But actually, that's not the case whatsoever. It just happens to coincide.
Well, and I think because the things on this list are the things that were really
important,
powerful, impactful. And so when something is important, powerful, and impactful, I typically am going to want to record a podcast episode on it. And so I wasn't really, as I was writing these things out, I wasn't thinking of podcast episodes. But as I'm talking, I'm like, oh yeah, I think we did.
Because I was thinking you said you were going to link to them in the show notes. I'm like, those are going to be some long show notes.
Well, just go listen to all the podcast episodes from this entire year and you'll get caught up.
Hey, everybody's on a Christmas break. So, you know.
Okay. And then number 21. And I kind of got my numbers off here because honestly, the trips, I put those all in one and I think those are more than two. So, I mean, more than one. But anyway, because I think we're going to only end up with 24 because of how my numbers are. But We'll say we're on number 22, okay? 22, yes to hiring more people on my team. And I alluded to that earlier, but that's this year we grew the team, I think we hired 8 people, I think. And it was a lot. We spent a lot of the year looking at resumes and putting out applications because we created a very intensive application process that was a vetting process because I really wanted to make sure before we hired them that they were a very, very, very good fit and were exactly what we were looking for. And so we had this whole process with test projects and different rounds of that and all that. But I feel like we have an incredible team and, you know, going through quarter four, we're almost at the end of quarter four and Black Friday, it was just the smoothest, calmest, most stress-free, and also our very best Black Friday that we've ever had. So to have smooth, calm, stress-free, and, you know, for it to be as successful as it was. And also, I think the cool thing was just we really focused on pushing the deals that we were most excited about and not the ones that in the past, you know, you'd have these brands that they would really want you to be pushing their thing. And we'd have the sponsored posts and things, especially like on Instagram. And this year for Black Friday, I just said no. Like, I've just been saying no to all sorts of things because I'm like, you know what? Like, I used to see it kind of as commercials that it would pay the bills. And now I'm just like, you know what? I don't need that. So I'm just going to say no. Anyway, but having a team that is just carrying the weight and so great about all just picking up the pieces and picking up the slack for one another. And if somebody's having a hard day or if their kids are sick or they're sick or whatever, that there's other people are just stepping in and helping one another. It's just really beautiful to see. And I feel like so easy and fun to lead when you have that. Okay. Number 23. This is an interesting one. But I am really glad that we said yes to pre-K for Micah.
Yeah.
That was a big deal for us. We had put Kirsten in preschool, I think when she was 3.5. I'm trying to think if she was 3.5. I feel like yes. And so
halfway
through the year. Yes. And with Micah, we just decided to start him right at 3. His birthday was in June. So he started in August. So he was very young. I think the youngest one in the class. He wasn't fully potty trained, like he was supposed to be fully potty trained, but we felt like he was potty trained enough that he could hold it for 3 hours or whatever when he was at preschool, 4 days a week. And it's just been really cool to see. We thought that it would be a really good thing for him. And we were very familiar with the program because Kirsten had been in the last 2 years and Kirsten was going to be at the same school. So we knew they'd be able to see each other. And he had been a pretty shy child. And in fact, when we started going to the gym and dropping him off for the childcare at the gym, which they do all these classes and it's all fun, he cried, I think the first maybe 6 times, which was really hard for me. But I am so glad that we pushed through that. And as a parent, sometimes it's really hard to know, like, do I push through or do I pull back? And I just really felt like that's what he needed. And what was so cool is that we have just seen him just blossom And now his confidence and his charisma, and like, it's just, it's really cool exploding. To see him like walks into the class and it's like, hi, Micah. And he is just very well loved. And also just to see his interaction and like him coming home and telling me about, you know, what happened in his classroom and who said what and all of that. But we've also seen that it's trickled down to then other situations where he's much more confident in situations where he used to really rely upon Kirsten. And now he feels confident and a lot less shy, which is really important to me that kids learn that confidence, because that is a skill, again, that's going to impact them for the rest of their life. And so he's also just learned so much.
Smart as a whip.
It's just crazy. Like, it is crazy how much he has learned this year, and he has no clue. Like, he has no clue that he's learning, like that this is education. It's just so fun to him. Like, he just is so inquisitive and he just wants to learn and wants to figure it out. And it has just been a great experience. And we love his teachers so much and they love him so much. And so I'm really grateful that we said yes to that. Number 24, yes to 5 a.m. workout. And that was what our whole episode last time was on, but I felt like it was an important thing to put on this list, even though it is a newer yes. It has been really, really, really a fantastically good thing. And what is so interesting is now my body is adjusting so much that even on the 3 days that I take off, because I do the 5 a.m. workouts Monday, Tuesday, then I take off Wednesday, and then do Thursday, Friday, and then take off Saturday and Sunday, just because I think it's really important to have some good rest days and where you're just not pushing yourself really hard with workouts, giving your body time to recover. But on those days, I can sleep in a little bit because I'll get up and I'll walk on the treadmill, but I don't need to be out the door to go to the gym. And so I find that I'm waking up early on. It's like 5 a.m. is the latest that I can get my body to stay in bed. And this morning, I have a Hatch alarm clock, and it gets light. It doesn't have a blaring noise. It gets light. And it just barely was getting light. I think it was like 4:05 when it's supposed to be like red, going off full time at 4:15, which means the light's really bright and that you hear birds singing. It's like 4:05. It just barely started.
It's supposed to simulate sunrise. Yes. So it starts out very red. And then it slowly gets towards a full sun, and it is bright.
Yes, but I rarely ever make it to the bright part because usually I wake up before then. I'm grateful. And the thing that has changed with that is also that I am ready to go to bed really early. And so that was number 25.
Speaking of... I'm falling asleep over here.
I know. That's what I was going to say. Actually, that's not number 25. So I guess there is if we messed up on the numbers, we're going to have 26. So number 25 can be going to bed earlier, becoming a person who is going to bed on time and earlier. That has been a huge thing for me. And the really cool thing is Jesse's started doing this with me. I cannot believe it. And yes, now you're falling asleep because what time is it? Is it almost 8 o'clock?
It is 8:04.
8:04. This is like our midnight now. And so we got to wrap this up. But then number 25 or number 26 or whatever number we're on, is working fewer hours. And that's something that I'll be talking about in the next episode, but saying yes to cutting back my work hours because my business coach had me start tracking how many hours I was working. And this all kind of coincided with my functional medicine doctor saying you're running on adrenaline and you do not have space in your life and you're pushing your body too hard. And so then my business coach is saying, you need to have time to breathe. And when are you breathing in your schedule? And I started tracking and realizing I'm working way more hours than I realized. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that is because I love what I do. But even if you love what you do, you still need to love it within boundaries. And so really trying, my goal is for 2026. I guess I said I'm not setting any goals. So my hope is for 2026 is that I will be able to stick with consistently working 40 hours a week versus the 55 or 60 or even more than that that I was working And it's like, no wonder I'm running on adrenaline and my cortisol is
all... You got a cocktail of adrenaline and cortisol and, going through your veins.
And my body does not know how to relax because I possibly have a problem here. And so anyway, teeing things up for the next episode, we will be talking more about that. But 25 things I said yes to in 2025 and am so happy I did. I'd love to hear from you. What are some things that you said yes to that you're really glad that you did? If you think of some things, just shoot me an email, crystal@moneysavingmom.com. And if you have questions on any of these things, again, we will link to a whole lot of them in the show notes, but feel free to email in if you have questions, want to know more information, have thoughts, feedback. We always love hearing from you. I hope you have a great week and we will hopefully be back very soon with the episode on why I'm not setting any goals in 2026. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us today. For more great resources, please visit crystalpayne.com.